So I would have thought for Labor, a pretty good result on Saturday night. They're back as a major player. They got a leader a lot of people seem to like, and they're in with a good chance of government. So how to deal with negotiations campaign chair Phil Twyford is with us. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell you what my interpretation of Jacinda on Saturday night, she looked too negative. And I was that based on, it's not a criticism to upset you. All I'm saying is I thought you guys, in general terms, had a fantastic campaign. You're up at 36, you're back in the business. You could be government, for God's sake. What's not to be happy about?
I agree with you, actually, Mike. That's what you've just said is exactly how I think we are feeling. I think that Jacinda, I thought Jacinda gave a very fine speech, actually, on Saturday night, and she set out where we're at right now and where we want to go moving forward, the fact that we're back in the game. But I think probably sometimes the mood can be a little reflective on the night, and you want to always be respecting the will of the people and taking seriously the next step in the process, which is trying to stitch together a government for New Zealand.
The role of the specials, I assume, are important. You'd look, or the Greens would look, to pick up one, maybe two, and that I guess gives you more of a cushion than you've got at the moment at 61 combined with NZ First.
That's right. If we shifted one or two across the ledger from the centre right to the centre left, that provides more of a buffer, and I think it would potentially provide a Labor, Greens, New Zealand First coalition with a little more security than just a one vote majority.
I reckon he's going to go cross benches. What do you think?
It's possible. This is going to be the national sport, isn't it, for the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because name me a single party that's ever done a coalition deal in this country with a major party that's come out thinking that worked well for us.
Well, I would say that, I mean, I don't want to speak for New Zealand First, but when New Zealand First was part of Helen Clark's government in the 2005-2008 term, and it was a very successful, constructive and respectful
Confidence and supply, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was still a very successful arrangement, and that's given us a lot of confidence that we know we can work with Winston and his caucus and make it work.
Did you see Tracy Martin on Saturday night?
No, I didn't.
She, you look at her for the first time, you go, my God, she's going to be in cabinet. Those are the things you've got to worry about, don't you? Because part of your equation, I don't know how desperate for power you are, but is part of the equation going, you know what, we really don't need this, and let's give it 3 years, let National deal with them, and we'll come back stronger and better next time.
Well, that is one scenario. The other is that a majority of New Zealanders, in one sense, voted for change. There's a mandate for change. We feel like we're ready to govern and we have the plan and policies for New Zealand. And the country needs change. And I mean, we talked about this a lot in the campaign. In our view, we cannot have another 3 years of drift and tinkering. We need a new generation that can tackle the big challenges. So we feel pretty buoyant, Mike. As you said, we've got a leader who's galvanised the centre-left, set out a new positive way of governing and a way of leading. National, on the other hand, lost two coalition partners. They lost a couple of MPs and they lost their governing majority.
They did pretty well, though, Phil. I mean, 9 years on, you're still getting 58 seats. That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strong result. There's no doubt about that in the circumstances. And I think Bill English deserves credit for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fantastic election in many ways.
I reckon.
And I think that, people really engaged with it. We had some serious debate. And now MMP's given us, the phase two, the second stage of election. We work out who wins. Who wins is who's able to form a government and command a majority.
That is the truth. Well, good luck with it. We'll follow it closely. Phil Twyford, Labor's campaign chair with us today.